It's coming up to 42 minutes past eight. Now, I want to chat about Seeking Sydney. It is a series of stories that we have up on 2SER where we get you to tell us what you want to know about this beautiful, beautiful city. And then the incredible team from The Wire, from The Razor's Edge, go out and make it. And we give you the answers to what you're seeking about Sydney. Now, Monica Samioa is one of the many, many people who work across it and the voice of Seeking Sydney. Very good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It is always a pleasure. Now, this particular question surprised me. I didn't know we were going to get asked this, but we had a listener who wanted to know if Sydney had a BDSM scene.
Yes. We saw when they sent it in and we're like, oh, well, that one, it was interesting question because it would just never be something that I'm like, let's do a story on BDSM. But my journey throughout it was very educational. I uncovered a lot. And
very
I
cool.
think our listeners would actually be pretty shocked to know why people, you know, practice BDSM.
So you went beyond just whether yes, we do, no, we don't, and took a little bit of a look into the actual scene itself.
Yes. So firstly, I mean, I've always known about the term, but I've never, you know, I had someone break it down for me. I talked with someone that's what worked in, worked like in a business, I guess you would say. And now they work privately. So
okay.
They worked in an establishment. Now they worked privately. So I got the difference between that. And then I actually toured Temple 22.
Now, what is Temple 22? I'm unfamiliar with it.
So Temple 22 is Australia's finest BDSM establishment. So there used to be Salon Kitties.
Yes, that was a very famous one.
Yes, and that one was world renowned. Like that one was really the creme de la creme is what I was told. So the woman that was running or managing it, she managed it. Mistress Rubin is her name. She managed it for 17 years. And so when that one closed down, she said, you know, there isn't another place in Sydney that was like Salon Kitties. So she opened Temple 22. And while she was giving me the tour, she told me it was a $5 million establishment.
$5 million?
Yes. She designed the whole thing, everything. The rooms, there's... I think four or five rooms.
Okay.
And I toured everything and it was, you know, I explained a little bit in the story, but I just wasn't expecting any of it. And it's not very, you know, typical when you see BDSM, you know, stuff. Like, yeah, I had all the toys. I had the whips, the canes, the floggers, the paddle boards. I had all of that, you know, but it was just more than just what, you know, television media shows you.
Yeah, more than you'd see on an episode of SVU.
Or we've talked about 50 Shades of Grey too.
Oh, you know what? I think I'd blank that from my memory as even existing.
Oh God, no. They were, everyone that I've talked to were like, that's not what BDSM is. And you know, they sat there and explained to me, this is why it's not. And then, yeah, so I learned a lot.
So is it a thriving scene in Sydney though? Because I'm surprised to hear there's only really one kind of main place.
It is thriving. So there is the Castle. I didn't hear back from them, but I do know that the Castle is another big establishment. And then there's also a ton of venues. There is Chamber, like I said, brain fart. Hellfire. We mentioned Hellfire Threshold.
Okay.
So there's several other ones that are starting to pop up. And then also they do weekly and monthly events at these venues. And it's something I'm like, whoa, BDSM has weekly and monthly events. And then one of the mistresses was explaining to me that they actually go there and learn more about BDSM and new, tactics, techniques and whatnot to perform and be better.
I think that's amazing because I imagine as a community, it's one built, well, at its core on trust. So, of course, it's going to have a strong community.
It's a lot. I think 90% of it is trust. You know what? I think 100% of it is trust because when I was talking to them, it's more psychological than physical.
Mm.
So it's not what we see on TV. I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to, you know, hit you because that's what you want. It's more of that release of that stress. And that's why, you know, a lot of people go there because it's another form to release stress and where you don't have to take medicine. And that's why people use that as an alternative. Now, they're not saying that that's the alternative to relieve stress to go get.
Yeah. I understand.
You know, just some people like that way to relieve their stress.
Well, the story is up now. You can find it on Seeking Sydney if you go to the 2SER.com website. Now, where are we? Have we got another question in yet, or are we making a call for it?
We got some questions submitted. Right now, we might just pop a new story in out of nowhere. So keep your ears listening.
Very exciting.
We're looking at three new potential questions, and we're probably going to do a voting round soon. It should start in the next couple days, and then we'll have a new story in about a week or two.
That sounds amazing. I'll let you know when there is a new voting round. Do get in and vote and submit your questions. We love hearing them. We love seeing them. It's really good stuff.
I would never think to go to, you know, a dungeon and do a story on BDSM, and I learned so much. So please listen to it. It's amazing. It's not boring, I promise. So
it is the exact opposite of boring. Monica Samihawa, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
You know, we're going to talk next time there's another one up, because I'm enjoying this too much not to.